Aircheckdownloads.com.
50 of the albums out on the 3rd of the 5th, but I'm sure they must mean the 5th of the 3rd, otherwise that's an awful long time to wait. The Optimist is the name of the album. Turin Breaks, it's a fine track, but there's some great tracks on there. The Door is the single, but other songs like Future Boy and Emergency 72 are exceedingly fine tunes. And that's Mark and Lars' record of the week as well, so they'll be playing it this afternoon between 2 and 4. 40 minutes, 11 o'clock, yes, Radio 1 questionnaire today. Inspired by the new TV phenomenon of pop stars and those entertaining judges and singers. I don't know how they got the job as the judges, but who do you think should have been the judges on Pop Stars? You know, who would have been really, really good to be sitting there judging this up-and-coming talent? Who should have been the judges? Well, you said. Hardly, 50% actually said Chris Evans. If anyone can help young pop stars bring it off at the right moment, it's clearly Chris. They were there, they also said, because, you know, 50% said Chris can warn young pop stars about fame's fickle finger of fate. At least I think that's his nickname for it. 24% said someone who can explain that in this day and age, what's hot one month is next month's bargain bin has been. So that'll be Craig from Big Brother then. 15% said Alan Titchmarsh. He can push around a load of useless sods and still get ratings of 10 million. 52% said friend of the Spice Girls, Michael Barrymore. He knows what it's like at the top of the showbiz tree, but more important, he knows how it feels to fumble around at the bottom. 5% said someone who knows what it means to shake their booty. Long John Silver? 15% said it's clear successful applicants must be blonde, blue-eyed and know how to obey orders. Sounds like a job for the Hitler Youth. 21% said pop stars must be prepared for obscurity and a cruel press after years of adoration. At last, a gig for Peter Mandelson. 26% said someone with time on their hands who enjoys hanging out with impressionable teenagers. Who else but Bill Clinton? The question is, who should have been the judges on Pop Stars? 34% said someone not afraid of the ugly, dark celebrity underbelly. Or as she's better known, Ann Widdecombe. Good old Ann, where would we be without her? 17% said we're told today's pop stars are just puppets of the corporations, spouting meaningless, bland old rubbish. No one better qualified really than Tony Blair. And 61% said Britney Spears. Okay, so she'd have to listen to dreadful versions of Hit Me Baby One More Time over and over again for weeks on end, but remember, she started it. Another one tomorrow. AirCheckDownloads.com.